And by doing that, that allowed people to get to my site, get the free product they wanted. They became a member. Of course, they were presented with an OTO. And then the viral aspect of these, of the LFM script and the butterfly marketing script, is that they have a built-in place in the site where all your affiliate ads go. Their links are already in it, and they just grab it, copy and paste. So maybe you're not going to get the great big splash of having, you know, the million-dollar launch, but the more members you get in, you know, a few of them are going to refer one or two more people, and a few more come in, and a few of them refer one or two more people, and it just keeps building upon itself.
When did you launch that site again?
I couldn't even tell you. It was just a test site.
Man,
I think it was maybe a month and a half ago.
How many sites do you have?
I do AdSense too, but in total I have 177 of them.
Oh, jeez. That's a good amount of domain name dollars, huh?
Yeah. $1,700 a year.
There you go. Well, I've heard of people having like 1,000 domains a month that they're, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, there's no way. Even I'm not that crazy.
Well, we had talked about, the butterfly people. I know that I've never done the tell a friend script. I'm trying to think of other viral things that people can do. Have you ever used the tell a friend script yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't used it yet. Some viral things that people can do. we did a lot of cool stuff with Product Launches Exposed. The videos, having viral videos you can give people. The viral audios. Controversy is a great viral thing. If you can stir up some controversy, just be careful what you do because it can bite you on the butt. if you have some controversy going, and you give your people these controversy tools, like, you know, Jason Potash is great at creating controversy around his products, and it's what he'll do is he'll release this report. Mike Filsaine just did the death of internet marketing. That was very controversial, but it built him a huge brand new list. So think of controversial things you can do. That's always viral. Videos and audios are always great. Reports, you know, people love reports. What else did we do with that, Jeff?
I'm trying to think what else we could go through. What else we did with product launches?
Yeah.
Boy, our minds are so bad, you know, even though it's been 6 months or whatever, we can't remember.
I know. But, you know, I think the just putting a spin on things, having new and fresh ideas, that's where it's at. Doing the same old, same old. That you can't really get away with that kind of stuff anymore. You've got to be different. You know, everybody keeps raising the bar. Who was it that just did over $1 million in a day? Somebody did over $1 million. They beat John Reese's record, and I can't remember who it was.
Well, I know that a few people have done that. Sheffrin did it with his coaching program. Fallon did it with the Stomper program.
Yep, there we go. Okay, yeah. So everybody keeps raising the bar. You know, we've had some really cool contests. Now the bar that's been raised is what you put in your contest. You know, the next person that comes out and their one of the prizes is a pink Rolex watch, I am so promoting it.
Yeah, I'm sure us guys will really be promoting that.
Yeah, and that's what you got to think of everybody. Don't just think of, you know, all the men that are in here. You've got to think of us women, too. There's some pretty powerful chicks in internet marketing, and you better cater to us.
Like a year supply of Midol.
No, I don't think so. You almost made me cuss.
That was my goal, actually, before we started. Try to get Liz to swear at least once. Since we're almost done, I think I'm going to fail that one. That was my last chance. I threw it out there.
You already played your last
card. Yeah, that was my last card. I'm busted. I'm folding. Well, Liz, I know that you have so many different, ebooks out there, you know, free or master resale rights or whatever it may be. Do you put in viral aspects into those products? And do you know any results? You know, how's that coming back to you? Do you have any information to give people?
I'm kind of like you. I really don't track as much as I should. There's some things I track, but, you know, when I throw something viral out there, it's not something I track, and it's really hard to track your viral stuff. When you send out a report and stuff, it's almost impossible, so I really can't give numbers, but I see results from this stuff. So I know that it works because a lot of times it's the only thing I have out there. But what I do is, you know, like in my ebooks and stuff, I always plug my stuff, and I'm not talking like ebooks that I sell as, you know, like products. I'm talking about viral stuff. I always plug my stuff. I allow my affiliates to brand my stuff with their affiliate links. That's a huge thing. As far as anything else, though, you know, that's really all I do.
Let me ask you this: with all this, all the products that you have, and all, you know, all the different things, apart from the times when you're in a free giveaway and you're actively getting subscribers that way, do you have any idea how many subscribers you get per day or per week? You know, that just come in from all this past effort that you've done, past months and years worth of work.
Oh yeah, I get between, I don't know, probably 200 and 300 new subscribers a week.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good. So that's just from past effort, stuff you've done before, people just finding your name, however they find it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like I said, I'm a big article marketer, so a lot of it comes from article marketing. I create master resale rights products like crazy, and that's a great way to brand myself. That's probably the best way I've branded myself is through my master resale rights products. That's how my name's gotten out there so quickly. You know, everybody thinks I've been in marketing and internet marketing for, you know, 20 years, so I'm only 27 years old. Actually, I just turned 28, so. But I've only been doing this, like I said, July of this year will be my third year, so I'm looking at 2.5 years. So the best way I've done that is by putting the master resale rights products out there. Everybody says, oh, you know, nobody wants the master resale rights products. Oh, yes, they do. Lots of newbies. And newbies are a great market to market to.
What's some of the things that, if you were starting to grow your list right now, that you would change or do differently?
Like I said at the beginning of the call, as far as, you know, dealing with my list, I would send less content and more promotions. As far as building, I wish I'd have focused on getting everyone to my list instead of just buyers. I wish I'd have done more viral marketing sooner than I did. But that's all I would change because, I mean, I'm not saying I've done everything perfect, but everything I've done has worked for me.
Well, if people that are listening want to get a hold of you, how can they go about doing that? You know, could you give a URL of maybe your newsletter or even some of the products that you've mentioned or products that might help people if they're just starting off?
Yeah, TomiMarketing.com is basically like my hub. That's my headquarters. Everything that I do is listed there. I'm going to be doing some changes to it. You can still access all my products, my affiliate program, who I am, what I do, and I've got a crap load of free stuff on there for people. So that'd probably be the best place for them to go.
If people wanted to find out about me, they could just go to IHateLiz.com.
Or JeffDietrichSucks.com. I heard that's the best one, JeffDietrichSucks.com.
You can actually go to my blog that has a lot of my products on top. It's JeffDietrich.com. That's Jeff, J-E-F-F, then D-E-D-R-I-C-K.com. And on the very top, or right now anyway, on the very top are some links. If you want to check out that site that I was telling you about where people get, you know, the free to get in, it's a software program that you get, and then you get free, it's a free opt-in using something similar to the Butterfly Script, and then you also get 50% on the one-time offer, or if you purchase it, you get 100% commissions, and that's called SecretPageSpy.com. So that's just one of the examples. That's the site I actually used to get the, you know, 1,500 plus, 15,000 plus people, and I gave away all my money. So that was the mistake that I also had for not having an upsell or another offer in there. And that's the thing. A lot of people that are just starting off think that everything has to be perfect when you start, or they're looking or they're waiting for that perfect product or that perfect launch, and that causes them not to ever get started. You know, I think it's more important just to get something, you know, not obviously something horrible, but to get something out there and just to get started. So, you know, so we're talking about list building. Well, your first product, just get a private label rights that you are able to give away, change the graphics, put your name on. I suggest to put your picture, you know, start branding yourself. So put your name in the header, put your name on the cover of the ebook, put your picture on the sales letter or at least the download page. You know, get something out there that you can give out. You know, take the ebook and you know, like Liz says, you know, put add some content, change it around, add some links. I would always suggest having two free offers, and then in that ebook, advertise your second offer, and then in your second offer, advertise your first offer. Because then what happens is someone gets the offer. Well, they might get it passed on by a friend or somehow just get it. Who knows? Well, they're not on your list. So you need something in that product on the download page or in the product itself to get them to your other list, your other free product. And that's the best way to do it. So I'd suggest you just taking action, getting two products at once, having one, maybe even a third, just sitting there all ready for one of these giveaway sites. You know, there's a lot of things you can do and to get that list going. And then, you know, the product itself you're working on, you know, that can come. At least if you've got your own list, you're more valuable to all the JV partners. You know, once you start getting up there and getting 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, well, you're going to start selling some product. You're going to start showing up on people's radars because they're going to see your name all of a sudden in contests. All of a sudden, you're going to be number 10 in a contest, and then all of a sudden, number 8 in a contest, or you might be up near the top. They're going to start paying attention to that, and if they're launching a product, you can even on your, maybe you've got a JV page, and you're trying to impress these people, well, take screenshots of when you did well in some of these contests, because that's going to impress them too. So, you know, if you've accomplished something like third place in somebody's launch, well, take a screenshot of that and then put that on your blog or on your JV page or whatever it may be. You know, you want these people to know, you know, what you've done and how you can do. So as you kind of move by creating your own list and then creating a product, well, then you can sell to that list. And then you, like I said, if you go to seminars, you're going to get on people's radar screens. You're going to start making connections as you're, if you're selling products, well, these affiliates that are getting checks from you, well, then you can start mentioning your next product. You know, obviously, if you're sending them checks, it's weird. They're going to like you because you're sending them checks. So it's almost an ongoing thing. You know, Liz didn't just jump into it and make money the first day. I learned straight while I owned my gyms. I learned for a whole year before I quit and sold my gyms. You know, and then from that point on, I learned for another year before I made my first product. A lot of people think it's, you know, I'm going to make money tomorrow, or I'm going to make money next week from this ebook or this product. You need to have a game plan, and you need to think it's someone at a seminar. I might have been Phil Same's seminar. They're talking about that if you're rolling a big massive boulder and you're barely getting it moving, but then once it starts moving, it's easier. Then you can push it faster. It's almost like a car that, say, run out of gas. To get that sucker moving to start with, it's tough. But when it starts rolling, then it's a lot easier. Then before you know it, you're really pushing it. Same thing with your business. It starts off, it's hard. The first subscriber might be hard. It might take you a long time, or the first 100. But what's weird is before you know it, you're at 500, 1,000. It's harder to go from what do you think, Liz, from 1 to 100 compared to 5,000 to 10,000?
It's so much easier to go to 5,000 to 10,000.
Right. Because you've got that momentum going. You've got your products out there, your name out there, your connections, your, yeah, it's, so anyone that's listening, think of it, it's a business. It's not easy like people want you to believe. And it's not a something to do, you know, next week, hey, we're going to be famous and we're going to make a ton of money. It's an ongoing process. So don't get frustrated. Just follow some of these steps that we've talked about. And you'll make it. I mean, it's, I've seen so many people just keep, you know, they have a game plan and they just keep working at it and they keep building their business. And before they know it, they've got 20,000 people. They're making $10,000 to $20,000 a month in affiliate commissions. They've got their own products rolling out. They've got friends, these different people, these big shot people you hear about. They've, you know, they've got their phone numbers, their best buddies at seminars with them. It doesn't happen overnight, but it can definitely happen. Liz, do you have any parting words for any words of wisdom for the people that are listening?
I 110% agree with everything you just said. It's all about focus. It's all about, you know, if I could just recap this call, my main points would be, you know, it's all about focus. It's all about deciding what your business model is and then building your business funnel. Start with something free to stop. Your next thing should, you know, be a $37, $47 product. Your next thing gets more expensive. There are a couple membership sites in there. And then a big ticket item. And you just constantly look for people to funnel through your funnel. But once you get it all built, you got to focus on getting it built first. And that takes time. But while you're focusing on getting it built, you should be building a list and sending out stuff for, you know, affiliate stuff so that you're bringing money in.
All right. Well, I think we gave some good info today. I just hope that people will, you know, again, take action. Just don't keep learning. I think Liz mentioned how that you should just stop buying products and only buy stuff that you're going to need. What did you say, Liz? Within 24 hours?
Yep, the 24-hour rule. If you don't need it within 24 hours, you don't buy it.
Yeah, I did something similar. When I had my calendar for my first product, I set out a four-month calendar because there's a lot of programming involved and a lot of stuff. Well, on that calendar, that was, you know, I laid out everything. I had the launch date, and then I worked my way backwards, and I wrote down everything I had to do, including in that was my first, that first list that I made for the article people. But I made a rule that I wasn't going to buy anything else unless it was something I needed for that launch. So I didn't have an exact 24-hour rule, but it was pretty close. If I needed an autoresponder, then I bought it. I needed a shopping cart, I bought it. If my programmer needed whatever it was, the help desk, then I bought it. But I, you know, if you don't have a product yet, there's no reason you should be buying help desk software. So that's just, yeah, that's definitely the rule, that 24-hour rule. You should write that down and put that by your computer. You know, set that calendar, pick the date when you're doing stuff, tell other people about it, because then you're accountable to them. If you've got a friend, a spouse, whatever, let them know you're going to be launching your first list-building site on that date, and then just, that's your goal. And that's focus right toward that one goal. And then after that, then work on your next site and then your next product and go from there. All right, Liz. Hey, I want to thank you, Liz, for being here today. I think we gave some good content. I wish, you know, I could have gotten you to swear, but I guess I failed on that goal. So anyone that does want
to
see...
All I've got to say is F-U-D.
So
our initials for death is F-U-D.
Yes. So anyone that does want to see Liz slip up and maybe say one or two swear words, just go to a seminar and buy her an amaretto sour?
I've actually switched now. Hostler has me drinking cranberry and Grey Goose.
What is it called?
Cranberry and Grey Goose.
Grey Goose, the vodka, right. Okay.
It's only Grey Goose vodka and cranberry.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, we'll leave everyone on that. So if you see Liz, you know how you can become her friend. Buy her that drink. All right, for everyone listening, this is Jeff Dietrich and Liz Tomey, and we want to thank you, and everyone have a great day, and get those products made. Goodbye, everybody.